This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer warned Sunday about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol building by thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Schumer, who is soon to be the Senate Majority Leader, says he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday to urge him to pursue those who took part in breaking into the Capitol building Wednesday and to guard against further attacks. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has sent a letter dated January 9th to Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf to extend a national security designation currently surrounding the inauguration to a two-week period starting Monday and extending to January 24th. The mayor said she wants federal authorities to reject requests for public gathering permits in the district throughout that period. In an emotional video referencing his childhood in post-Nazi Austria, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger condemned the recent violence on Capitol Hill and what he called President Donald Trump's lies, which incited the revolt. This is a quote from Schwarzenegger. He said President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. Schwarzenegger, a Republican, said this in a 7-minute video posted on social media on Sunday. He continued, "My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies, and I know where such lies lead." That's the end of the quote. Trump has maintained without any evidence that he won the November 3rd presidential election. A mob of his supporters breached security on Capitol Hill Wednesday while Congress finalized the certification of rival Joe Biden's victory. VOA News. In a highly unusual move, American diplomats have drafted two cables condemning President Trump's incitement of the deadly assault on the Capitol and calling for the administration officials to support invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Using what's known as the State Department's, quote, dissent channel, the career foreign and civil service officers say they fear last Wednesday's siege may badly damage U.S. credibility to promote and defend democratic values abroad. The cables are an extraordinary protest against a sitting U.S. president by American diplomats who've long complained that the Trump administration has ignored and diminished their role and expertise. North Korea's state media reports leader Kim Jong-un was given a new title, General Secretary of the Ruling Workers' Party, a post held by his late father and grandfather. It's largely seen as a symbolic appointment because Kim already has been the top party leader. But it's apparently aimed at bolstering his authority as Kim grapples with growing economic challenges at home. The state-owned Korean Central News Agency said Monday the party's ongoing Congress, the first in its kind in 5 years, announced Kim's new title on Sunday during its 6-day session. Kazakhstan's authoritarian ruling party swept to victory in an opposition-free parliamentary election on Sunday. An exit poll by government-sanctioned pollster Public Opinion gave the Nur Otan party nearly 72% of the votes and showed two other pro-government parties crossing the 7% vote threshold. Exit polls are tightly controlled in Kazakhstan. It's an ex-Soviet country that has never held an election that Western vote monitors have deemed free or fair. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev has pledged gradual political reform since being placed in the top post by former leader Nursultan Nazarbayev, who ended nearly 3 decades as head of state in early 2019. So far, those promises have not resulted in concrete action. And in Kyrgyzstan, nationalist politician Sadir Japarov won a landslide victory on Sunday in a snap presidential election, which was triggered by the collapse of the previous government. Preliminary results indicate Japarov has won almost 80% of the vote in the Central Asian nation, which is closely allied with Russia. The results were cited by Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission. More than 80% of voters also supported a proposal to reform the constitution, giving the president greater powers than parliament. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.